We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Are you ready for Game 7, kid?
Guys, don't forget, Luka is good!
It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Captain Bandwagon on the Hillman Morning Show.
Moran, repeat, Boston, that's all we do!
All right, we're playing Are You Smarter Than Captain Bandwagon, because everybody is a fan right now. And Stan, you went out last night. Would you go to the Bush concert?
Yes, I went to the Bush and Live concert. You know, I figure I have my own show now, so I really need to be in the streets, see what's going on with the rock station.
Yes,
about the people.
How was the show?
Oh, kick ass, Greg.
Really? Good show.
I don't know if you've ever seen Bush Live.
I've seen both. I believe that Live opened up for the Counting Bros on the tour last summer.
Yes.
Oh, and so I did get to see Live when they opened up for the Bros.
Please.
My first time, pretty good show. Impressed.
With Live?
With both Bush and Live.
Yeah, Bush.
Yeah. Is Bush the two brothers that beat the crap out of each other?
No, that's Oasis.
No, that's Oasis. Yeah. Thank you, though.
Oasis.
Thank you for the input. But Gavin Rossdale, I mean, the guy is talented. And he was in here yesterday.
So you went
to the show, and then you asked a bunch of Captain Bandwagon Bruins fans some questions.
That's right.
And if the listeners are smarter than Captain Bandwagon, then they could be qualifiers for these tickets for tonight, correct?
That's right, Greg.
All right. Who are we starting with?
Two beautiful girls from the beautiful city of Lynn, Lynn, Massachusetts.
Oh.
So we can meet them real quick if you'd like.
Oh, the Lynn girls. All right. Yeah, let's meet the Lynn girls.
All right, Stitch Grimey with the Hillman Morning Show. We're trying to get someone a pair of Game 7 tickets. I'm here with two lovely ladies. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Megan from Lynn.
Megan from Lynn.
Leanne.
From?
Lynn.
I'm from Chelsea.
Ooh.
You know, Lynn, City of Sin.
You never go out the way you came in.
Here we go. Are you guys big Bruins fans or at least a little?
Yes, absolutely.
Are they going to win tomorrow night and
absolutely.
Take home the...
Absolutely. Hell yeah.
Can I get a go Bees on three? One, two, three.
Go Bees!
Ugh. You know it's bad. You know Chelsea's bad when the people from Lynn are looking down their noses at you. I mean, really.
They go in like just in unison would just looked at me with straight disgust.
All right. Well, up first it's Louie. Hey, Louie.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, Louie?
Good. How are you?
Where are you from?
Lowell, Massachusetts.
Okay. Louie, let's find out if you're smarter than the Lynn girls, these two Captain Bandwagons. What year did Ray Bourque change his jersey number from 7 to 77? Was it A, 1943, B, 19... Stiz, you screwed this up here. Come over here. Come over here for a minute.
I did.
Wow. Your first, I mean,
Daddy's
you think
you have a ring.
What is freaking?
Hey, God.
He just ran out of the studio in the middle. What is wrong with him?
And he wants his own show? What happened?
What kind of a dodo bird are you? All right. Let me start all over again, Louie. My apologies for the inadequacies of my people over here. If I wasn't desperate, I would make a change immediately with Stiz Grimey.
But I'm a good guy.
I'm a poor carpenter that blames his tools.
Or tool.
It's a poor carpenter who blames his tool. All right. Was it A, 1987, B, 1991, or C, 2003, Louie?
A, 1987.
Okay. Let's find out if you are smarter than Captain Bandwagon.
In what year did Ray Bourque change his jersey number from number 7 to number 77? Was it A, 1987, B, 1991, or C, 2003?
1987.
Oh my God, she's on fire, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it. Meow.
Oh, meow. Every time. Oh, dear. Every time.
Hello.
Now, what does meow mean in Lynn? When it comes to Lynn code, what does meow mean? All right.
It means you're in.
Yeah, I think it means
it means it's a sleepover, yeah.
Several texters, they want to know why you're yelling again. Why are you yelling?
No, I got to stop. This Saturday, I'm going to try to sit down.
Is it because you're an MC, because you're a rapper?
It might be. Yeah. It might be. I'm hype.
You're hype.
Yeah.
You're hype. All right. Let's see. Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Greg.
We're going to see if you're smarter than the next two Captain Bandwagons. Who are they, Stiz Grimy?
No, Greg, we got one more question from the Lynn Girls.
From the Lynn Girls?
Yes, one more.
All right, let's find out here from Brian if he is smarter. Brian, who assisted Bobby Orr on his famous goal that...
Eric Sanderson.
Oh, oh my Lord. Hardo. I didn't even get to the multiple choice.
Yeah. Like you need to.
Derek Sanderson, Turk. Oh, all right, let's find out if you were smarter than the Lynn Girls, the Captain Bandwagons.
Who assisted on Bobby Orr's famous goal that claimed the cup for the Bruins in 1970?
Okay, I know about this.
And that was against the Blues also.
All right.
Was it A, Derek Sanderson, B, Ray Bourque, or C, John Dooley?
C, John Dooley.
John Dooley.
John Dooley. Yeah.
Well, the first one they have got wrong. I am sorry. It was not John Dooley. It was Derek Sanderson, actually. Derek Sanderson.
Wow, Duels.
Duels. Nice feed, Duels.
Oh, Captain Bandwagon Central over there. Oh, all right, nice work by Brian, though. All right, Brian is qualified for the tickets for tonight. Hello, Jason.
What's going on, guys?
How are you, Jason? Where are you from?
I'm from Belmont.
All right. What do you think tonight?
Hopefully the Bees. I mean, it's game 7, so who knows?
I know. Anybody's game. All right. Who are the next Captain Bandwagon, Stan?
So, Greg, next we talked to three guys from Taunton who were rowdy, definitely had a few drinks in them.
Okay.
And we can meet them real quick if you'd like.
Okay.
Stiz Grimy with the Hillman Morning Show. I am here with
Jerry, Taunton, Mass.
Taunton.
Bill, Wild Bill from Taunton, Mass.
Hoorah! Brian from Taunton.
Oh, the Taunton boys is in the house. How's the girls in Taunton? How's the...
Oh, they suck. You're going to get closer to Raynham.
They're better than the Fall River girls.
Go Bees!
little South Coast wisdom there.
Oh, yeah. and some shaming. Right?
All right, Jason. What year was the Bruins... franchise founded? Was it A, 1943, B, back when LB played in 1899, or C, 1924?
C.
1924. Let's find out if you are smarter than Captain Bandwagon.
What year was the Boston Bruins founded? Was it A, 1943, B, 1899, or C, 1924?
1924.
We're going C. You guys are off to a good start, and it's one. You guys got one for one.
Well, there's three of them. I mean, you don't see three people playing together on Jeopardy.
Right.
I mean, it's a little bit unfair.
Yeah, there was no way. So many people were together, there was no way. I tried to only get one person, and their friends would just be like, "No, it's me, it's me." So I just stopped trying.
Yeah. They don't drink beers on Jeopardy either.
Fair point, Sue.
That's true. All right, Joe is up next. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
How are you, Joe?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you guys?
Where are you from?
I'm originally a Beverly kid, and I want to thank you for the cornhole tournament.
Oh.
Had a great time up there, and I was fortunate, won one of the sets of cornhole boards.
Oh,
nice.
Excellent.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah, no, it was a great, I mean.
It was a great time.
It's a great.
And I was there last night, Stizzy.
Were you there at the show? Did you enjoy the show?
Yeah, it was awesome.
All right. Well,
shout out to Winger Chic, great beach.
LB's non sequitur of the day, folks.
Was that not Beverly?
No.
Not even a lot.
No, not even.
What's,
not
what's
even,
a great
not
beach
even.
In Beverly? They
I'm
have
sorry?
An incredible. What?
Say again?
What's the big beach up there?
You got Dane Street, Lynch Park.
Nah, that's not the place where I used to go.
Okay, good.
All right.
Yo, ask Danielle. She'll know.
Set my alarm for 8:12.
Whatever. All right, Joe.
Seriously.
Yes. What?
I got to get my own what? Show. I'm going to do over. I'm going to do overnight. So
God let it happen.
You need someone to actually be here, though, bud.
Do we have an overnight
please.
Show?
Yeah, it's called Mike Branch of 40.
Yes, yes. Please
oh,
let it.
I can't steal Branch's
show. You're going to pull audio for Hillman?
Oh, how funny would that be?
What Boston Bruin received the first lifetime suspension? Was it A, Andy Brickley, B, William Kutu, or C, Lyndon Byers?
I'm going to go with B.
William Kutu. All right.
Yes.
Let's see if you're smarter than Captain Bandwagon.
What Boston Bruin received the first lifelong suspension? Was it A, John Dooley, B, William Kutu, or C, Lyndon Byers?
William Kutu, B.
I'll go with you, Bill.
You're right, it was William Kutu.
All right, Bill, good job.
There we go.
I love LB.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Yes.
The Kutu guy, what was that? What was that for? I this is something I've never even known about.
I believe it was the Stanley Cup playoffs in 1927, and they lost, and he attacked another player after the loss.
It was actually a ref.
It was a ref.
He brutally beat
he
a ref.
He brutally beat a ref.
Yeah.
Understandable, though.
Yeah, lifetime.
understandable. Absolutely. All right. Let's see. Up next, it is Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Where are you from, Michelle?
I am from Nashua.
All right. Who do we have next, Stan?
Greg, next we bumped into some girls from Everett, Mass.
Oh,
Everett, Massachusetts.
Everett girls. All right, well, let's meet them. Let's meet them.
This is Grimey with the Hillman Morning Show. I am here with two lovely ladies. What's your name?
Anne from Everett.
Janet from Everett.
Hey, I'm from Chelsea.
Yay!
Yeah!
From Chelsea.
Hey! Okay. Are you guys Bruins fans for real?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, yeah. That was coordinated, there from them.
And I will just say, people asking why I'm yelling, you got to remember, it is loud AF.
No, that's not the reason.
It was.
No, it's you, guys.
You.
It was not loud AF in here on Saturday.
When you did your show from 6 to 10 Saturday morning, you were yelling also. You're a yeller.
You're like Gilbert, a young Gilbert Godfrey.
Young Gilbert Godfrey.
You're like Samuel L. Jackson.
Right. I would say
you're that should be your on-air name, Old Yeller, or Young Yeller, or whatever it is.
Oh, that's good.
All right, Michelle.
Yes.
What Boston Bruin is known as the Chief? Was it A, Johnny Busick, B, Stan Jonathan, or C, Johnny Egan?
A. Yes.
All right, let's see if you're smarter than Captain Bandwagon.
What Boston Bruin was known as the Chief? Was it A, Johnny Busick, B, Stan Jonathan, or C, Johnny Egan?
Busick.
Huh?
Busick.
100% right, Johnny Busick.
Busick.
Nice. Busick.
It was Busick. I made love to him once.
I made love to Johnny Busick one time.
All right. This is Jenna. Hello, Jenna.
Hi.
How are you, Jenna?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Where are you from?
I'm from North Brookfield.
North Brookfield.
Love it out there.
Yeah, right. I'm the boonies.
Western Mass.
Who's the Captain Bandwagon that Jenna gets a question to try to beat?
We have one more from the Everett girls.
From the Everett girls. All right, Jenna, your question is, hold on a minute here. Which Bruins star was the first to score 1,500 points? Was it A, Johnny Busick, B, Ray Bourque, or C, Mark Moroso? For those who don't know, Mark is an assistant producer on our program. What's your answer, Jenna?
I'm going to go with A.
A. All right. A, let's see if you're smarter than a Bruins fan.
Which Bruins star was the first to score 1,500 points? Was it A, Johnny Busick? Was it B, Ray Bourque? Or was it C, Mark Moroso?
Ray Bourque.
You got it. You are right. Yes, it is Ray Bourque.
Pretty amazing that it was Raymond Bourque as a defenseman. Pretty, but he was here for a long, long time.
Yeah, I was going to say, not really. Yes, well, Chief played 22 years. So.
Yeah, yeah. This is Matt. Hello, Matt.
How you doing, guys?
How you doing, Matt?
I'm good.
All right, your chance to win tickets for tonight. By the way, a texter says that Spiz's name should actually be Lowell Yeller. Lowell Yeller.
Got to do.
You know you can eat for free at a lot of restaurants tonight because your name is Stanley. I don't know if you knew.
What?
That or not. Yeah, a lot of restaurants are letting people. Danielle,
you see how he just cheaped out though.
What do you think?
Well, I still got a tip.
What do you think?
If we could go at like 5, 4:35 o'clock.
We could work that out. I mean, I got an Uber for a little while, but after that.
Yeah, can make that tip money.
Yeah, make that tip money. Wait, can I have 2 drinks and an appetizer?
Whoa, let's not get crazy.
All right.
Did you say you're going to play Just the Tip with Danielle for dinner tonight? All right.
You know I'm close enough to kick you in the leg, right?
Who we got this time?
Greg, next we bumped into a kid named Alex. I asked Alex, I said, hey, are you a Bruins fan? He immediately just whipped off his shirt and had a giant Bruins B tatted on his chest.
Of course he did.
So I said, he's a
savage. All right, let's meet him.
It's Stiz Grimey, the Hillman Morning Show. We're trying to get someone Game 7 tickets. I am here with who?
Alex from Lynn.
How many drinks have you had, Alex?
About 6.5.
Are you going to have any more?
About 3.5.
What about any marijuana?
A lot.
I got some trivia for you. How big of a Boston Bruins fan are you?
I have it tattooed on my chest, so a pretty big fan.
I'm going to take a picture of this tattoo. He is not lying. He does. Okay, are we going to take home the cup tomorrow night or what?
I really, really hope so.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
What's the score going to be?
4-1.
Here's somebody who says, what if you turn down Stiz's mic just a little? We can't do that. We can't do that.
Unfortunately.
All right, Matt, your question is, the Boston Bruins were the first NHL team to break the color barrier by skating a black player. What was his name? Was it A, Andre Young, B, Willie O'Ree, or C, Bill Cosby?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the choices?
A, Andre Young, B, Willie O'Ree, or C, Bill Cosby?
B, Willie O'Ree.
All right, let's see if you're smarter than a captain bandwagon.
The Boston Bruins were the first NHL team to break the color barrier by skating a black player. What was his name? A, Andre Young, B, Willie O'Ree, or C, Bill Cosby?
Bill Willie O'Ree, my final answer.
Willie O'Ree is right.
Is it an issue if none of these captain bandwagons have gotten a question wrong since we started the contest?
Some of them did.
Spazzy is rolling over in his non-grave right now. You're getting a phone call later.
He's gonna get a phone call from Spaz on the on the street audio.
Yeah.
All right. Let's and then finally, I guess, am I correct that you were able to ask?
Well,
none of what
we had one more from Drunk Alex, I believe.
This bit is going 47 minutes long.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
If I could direct my show, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely.
You were able to talk. You were able to talk to Gavin Rossdale.
Yes,
is that
Gavin
correct?
Rossdale. We got to talk to him. We stopped by the studio yesterday with Mistress Carrie. We thought we'd get him involved, and so we asked Gavin Rossdale some questions about.
Okay, do we have an intro from him?
Yes, we do.
Okay, all right.
All right, it is Stiz Grimey with the Hillman Morning Show. I am here with the legendary, with the iconic frontman of Bush, Gavin Rossdale. Gavin, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well. You're in town. I heard about the Bruins. We're doing pretty good.
It's unbelievable. I'm so happy for you guys.
Okay, so I got some questions here, some Bruins trivia. I know you're not from America, but I think you can get a few of these right.
Okay, I'll try.
All right.
Let's what a good sport, Gavin.
Well, he had no choice. He was trapped there.
So who is this little man?
What is happening here?
Larry.
Yes.
Larry, where are you from?
Dudley.
All right. Which question should I ask for Gavin? It's this.
Tomato, tomato, Greg. I guess the first one.
Okay.
You know what? Go with the last one. I like number 10.
The last question?
Yeah.
Okay. The very last question. Before the Boston
last question, all right.
Yeah, Larry, before the Boston Bruins played in the Boston Garden, they played at which local college's facility? Was it A, Boston College, B, Connecticut School of Broadcasting, they have a great rink, or C, Northeastern?
I am going to say Boston College.
You're going to say Boston College. Okay. Let's see if you are smarter than Captain Bandwagon.
Before the Boston Bruins played in the Garden, they played at which local college facilities? Was it A, Boston College, B, the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, or C, Northeastern University?
I'm going between Boston and Northeastern, so I got rid of the one in the middle, and Boston was the Northeastern.
You did great. You did great. You really did. Thank you so much, Gavin, and look forward to your show tonight. I'll be in the audience.
Great. Thank you. And I look forward to the Bruins bringing it home tomorrow night.
That's right. You heard it here first.
Oh, you heard it here first. I'm sure Gavin was delighted to know you were going to be in the audience.
Yeah.
I was waiting for him to say, sure, you can come backstage, mate.
Of course, he didn't. He didn't say that. No, he didn't say that.
In fact, he said, make sure he doesn't come backstage.
That's right.
Thank you.
I just learned something. I always thought it was Harvard.
That they played at Harvard?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that. I thought they always played at the Garden. I mean, I knew the Patriots played at BU.
Yeah.
And I believe the Patriots also played at Fenway for
a period of time. Was it the Patriots?
Okay. I believe, but yes. So, all right. That is Audio Lassie and his audio from last night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.